Yes, Sister Mary, there is another area where the conscience is used in the believer's life. Oftentimes I have heard much discussions on what believers allow in their lives, as individuals are condemned by other believers and are ridiculed and criticized as not being as spiritual as themselves for allowing such practices in their lives, and must not be pleasing in God's eyes. Paul deals with these topics in Romans 14 and 1 Corinthians. In Romans 14, Paul deals with eating diets. There were those who ate meat, vegetables, and fruit. And then there were those who ate no meat, but were vegetarians and ate vegetables and fruit. And those that ate meat were looked down upon and criticized as being cruel to animals. Also, those who did not eat meat were looked upon as being strange in themselves. And so there was a division and a wall caused by bitter conflict between the two groups, families and friends sparring between one another. For example, some believers say it is wrong to play cards, go to the movies, get involved in Halloween, Santa Claus, drink tea and coffee, dance, baptize by sprinkling, in comparison to immersion, going to church on Sunday in comparison to Saturday, using alcoholic wine instead of grape juice during the Lord's Supper, wearing long hair in comparison to short hair. And so Paul deals with these issues that seem to bring bitter conflict between believers, who is right and who is wrong. In Romans 14, Paul deals with those issues that Scripture does not directly say this is right or this is wrong, but each having their own decisions. In Romans 14, Paul establishes two groups, the weak believer and the strong believer. One is weak in their confidence in what God says in these issues, and the other is more confident. But before he continues, before Paul continues, he says in Romans 14:13, let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. Let not him that eateth not condemn and criticize him that eateth. Why? Paul says, for God has also received him. What Paul says from verse 3 to 4 is this: although there may be differences, let us first establish one thing. He that uses real wine in the Lord's Supper and he that uses grape juice, are they both believers? Have they both repented of their sins and accepted Christ's death as punishment for their own sins? Do they both believe that Christ to be the Son of God? Do they both believe that salvation is a gift and that you are saved only by grace and through faith? And that the God of the Bible is the one and only true God? In short, are they both saved? What are the conditions of salvation? It is repentance. Christ and wine? Or long hair? Or short hair? Is it repentance in Christ and Santa Claus? Or no Santa Claus? Is it repentance in Christ with Christmas tree or no Christmas tree? Is it salvation, repentance, and Christ, and dress pants, or no dress pants? Are cards or no cards? Are meat or no meat? Let us agree with Paul. If both are saved and both stand equal with God, who are you to criticize? It is repentance in Christ alone. Are both heaven-bound? Yes. Are both walking in the love character? Yes. Do both believe the Bible is the Word of God? Yes. Are both going to be resurrected? Yes. Do both pray and read their Bibles? Yes. Do both go to church? Yes. These are spiritual things that are important. their hair, cards, Christmas, pants or dresses, wine, grape juice, Santa Claus, Christmas tree or no Christmas tree. These are not spiritual issues that deal with our spiritual growth. I know believers that go to clean movies, and yet some may hold them down as not being strong in Christ, and yet they are strong, active believers walking in God's character. Both are saved and children of God. Now, is it wrong to approach a brother or sister in Christ about something that you should be concerned about, enough to approach him and help him in his Christian walk? Absolutely. But make sure it is a spiritual issue where God is clear on, such as adultery, fornication, lying, cheating, selfishness, bitterness, anger, gossip, slander, fighting, the virgin birth, disobedience to authority, disrespect to parents, not reading your Bible, not praying, drunkenness, drugs, and more. These are real important issues to help other Christians to come to an understanding about.
The issue of judgment seems to be an issue with Paul dealing with this matter. He speaks to both parties to not judge. Judgment in this issue means to condemn or criticize harshly or to belittle in a cruel way. If you must approach a believer about a real issue, such as we have already listed, then Paul tells us how we are to approach the believer. 2 Timothy 2, 24, verses 24 and 25. The servant of the Lord must not be argumentative, but be gentle unto all men, able to teach with patience and in meekness instructing them. This is to be our approach one to another, but not in pride, lifting ourselves up over them, as showing ourselves as being more spiritual, where in all reality you're only showing your immaturity. So, there are definite things that we as believers should not allow in our lives, that God says in His Word that should not be allowed. Romans 14:5 says, one person esteems one day above all other days. Another person esteems all days alike. Just let each person be fully persuaded in his own mind that it is okay with God for themselves. Romans 14:14, I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteems anything to be unclean, cards, Halloween, sprinkling for baptism, wine for the Lord's Supper, Santa Claus, pants, long hair, etc., to him it is unclean or not right. But to him that is persuaded that these things to be okay, to him it is okay. Are you both saved? Do you both know Christ and love the Scriptures? Then stop your self-righteous criticism. Now let us continue. Those to whom drinking wine in the Lord's Supper or grape juice is okay, to him it is considered to be the stronger in his faith, or to stronger even in his conscience. The one who is offended by the alcoholic wine and prefers grape juice, he is considered the weaker in faith, or he who has the weaker conscience. To one, all things are good, and to another, some are pure and others are impure. This is the instruction of God. We are both to follow after peace and the Holy Ghost. Romans 14:19. Let us then follow after these things which make for peace. And so Paul instructs the stronger believer to whom all things are acceptable, dress or pants for women, no matter. Alcoholic wine or grape juice for the Lord's Supper makes no difference for the strong believer. His conscience does not alarm him, for he feels no self-condemnation from his conscience. Long hair or short hair, either is acceptable to him. Santa Claus or no Santa Claus to the strong believer, still no condemnation. He can find fellowship with either believer that allows or that does not allow. This believer can play cards or not play cards. He finds no self-condemnation from his conscience and is able to be all things to all people. This stronger believer, when in the presence of those who are offended by card playing, will not allow himself to play cards in the presence of the weaker brother whose conscience is weak. He will not put a stumbling block in front of his brother, for to the stronger, he has learned being a peacekeeper among believers is of more value. And to fellowship and speak of God's love character and express gentleness, patience, non-wantonness, forgiveness, and self-control and giving is of greater value. Now to those whom his conscience does not condemn him, he is instructed in Romans 15:1. We then that are strong ought to bear the weak conscience of the weak, and not to please ourselves. But let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. In other words, let us bear our weak brother's conscience upon ourselves by dying to what we believe is right or wrong in these issues. And if it will offend my brother or sister in Christ, then while in his presence, do not do those things which may offend him, but labor for peace and unity. And you, who are offended by those who allow such things, you also hold your peace, for you also are to labor for peace and unity, and not to plant the seed of division or argument. Now let each of you live your lives as believers, and each of you live according to your conscience. If your conscience condemns you, then to you it is a sin or act of disobedience, not to God, because God said all things are pure, but it is a sin to your own conscience and to yourself. But do not condemn your brother or sister who allows what you condemn, for to him and his conscience he is not condemned, and to him it is not a sin or act of disobedience against his conscience. So each of you live according to what is a sin unto your own conscience, and do not perform those things that offend your conscience. For these things are not a sin unto God, but an act of disobedience to yourselves, as to what we believe is right or wrong. Paul said all things are pure. And if all things are pure in God's sight in these issues, then the only place it is a sin is to ourselves, such as to have long hair is okay, to have short hair is okay in God's eyes, whether to have long hair or short hair. So to who is it a sin if in God's eyes both are believers, and in God's eyes both are saved and both are going to heaven and both are righteous because of Christ's death upon the cross, both of them are righteous in his eyes. Is it a sin then unto God to have long hair or short hair? No. To ourselves it is wrong or right. And so to you, to whom it is a sin against your own conscience, then do not do it. And to you, to whom it is okay, you can allow it. But live in those things that really matter toward one another. Peace, joy, long-suffering, patience, gentleness, mercy, kindness, faith toward God, humility, self-control, giving and forgiving one another in your allowance of these things in your life. Well, Sister Mary, I can see that I'm out of time. I'd love to continue this because there is even another area where the Bible instructs us how to live with others according to our conscience. So you'll have to come back next week, and next week we'll hit another area. Is it okay with you, Sister Mary?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416 with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net. ¶¶